Much of Option B is similar to the previous one, and the primary differences are located in the west of this area. Instead of keeping the runway 927 crossing in its existing location, this option would create a north turn via taxiway near the converted runway 13 threshold. This taxiway would extend across runway 927 and connect to taxiway B, providing runway 927 with an additional exit and increasing aircraft's ability to quickly exit the runway during busy periods. In today's configuration, taxiway A provides the sole connection from the north half of the airport to the south side. This means that during busy periods, particularly during AirVenture, this taxiway creates a bottleneck, as traffic must wait for traffic moving in the opposite direction to continue taxiing. In this option, the new runway 927 crossing would be aligned with taxiway P to the south. In the future, these two taxiways could then be connected to provide a second connection between the north and south sides of the airport. This connection to taxiway P would mean that a larger segment of the Warbird parking during AirVenture would be impacted, a total of 4.1 acres. Given that the extension to taxiway P would pass through the Warbird parking area, the area to the east of this taxiway would likely be changed to a different type of use, but conversations with EAA personnel indicate that this area could still be efficiently used. Coordination with the tower managers during AirVenture indicate that this layout is a significant improvement over existing conditions and preferable to the first option. Given the greater flexibility offered to aircraft during taxiing and the symmetrical layout found to be more intuitive to pilots traversing this area, this option is currently the preferred option.